All right, so here we are. Here we are, and close that, open that, and good morning, everybody out there. This is Tom Harris. Welcome to the Tom Harris Live program. And good morning to everybody out there. This is Tom Harris in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to Tom Harris Live for the week of, was it May 8th already, the third episode? Well, goodness me. Thank you very much, Ross, for being my opening act. Now, I did get disconnected there right at the beginning of my conversation with Ross. Unfortunately, sorry about that, Ross. That was completely unintentional. But I actually had logged in and had been talking to Ross for, you know, about 10 seconds saying sausage rolls, because that's what we talk about on Ross's show. Anyway, I did listen to Ross's show, and everybody else should do too. I just wanted to say that this is a Skype-in show, so everybody should Skype into the show. And if you are in the UK, you can actually phone in as well. And the number to phone in to is 020-3287-1488. So I'm noticing that my voice is a little bit husky today. It's got this sort of sexy growl to it today. Anybody who would like to phone in, though, feel free. The reason why my voice is a little bit husky today is because I spent about 7 hours in a really nasty basement the other day. And I've talked about this on my pre-recorded show a couple of times before, because the financial records for the company that I work for are kept in this horrible basement. And it's not as horrible now as it used to be, but every time I go down there, I end up coughing up just gook after coming up from down there, and it's just terrible, really. Just really coughing up this stuff, and for some reason, it's just made my voice very husky today. So I do have a couple of topics, and the first topic that I'm coming with today is, if you had to be trapped on an island for the rest of your life, and you had a solar-powered, unbreakable CD player, you could only take one CD with you, and that CD would be for the rest of your life, then what would that CD be? Once again, you can Skype in at United Kingdom Radio, or you can phone 020-3287-1488. If anyone would like to Skype in, that would be very much appreciated. It would be good to know if actually anybody can hear me out there, because I have no idea whether anybody out there can actually hear what's going on. All right. Today in history, always the most popular feature here on the show. Nobody's actually mentioned it, actually. In 1945, VE Day, victory of World War II by the Allied forces in Europe. So everybody celebrate VE today by going out and kissing a nurse. In 1970, the Beatles released the Let It Be album. In 1942, the Battle of Coral Sea, that was the American and Australian navies against the Japanese. 1967, Ralph Nader comes to prominence for his book Unsafe at Any Speed, talking about cars being unsafe. And Ralph Nader, of course, now is more well-known as a politician. Gary Burton messages me, yes, we can hear you. Thank you, Gary. Thank you very much. In 1984, the Russians announced their boycott of the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics. In 1986, the people working at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant announced that the fires that had raged out of control at the Chernobyl plant had been put out, and they began the process of encasing the reactor in concrete. And in the year 2000, the Tate Modern Art Gallery opened in London. We have a couple of birthdays. Oh, we have a birthday today, Sir David Attenborough.
Oh, I'm Sir David Attenborough, and I have a nature show.
Yeah, anybody who knows nature shows knows Sir David. Sir David Attenborough is 84 years old today. Speaking of knighthoods, did anybody see that Patrick Stewart has a knighthood now, as does Peter Jackson, the film director? So good on them. Oh, sorry. yeah, I hate to actually cough into the microphone there, but oh well. It comes with this whole throat thing. So anyway, to answer my own topic here. Oh, before I get into topics, we do have some games that people want to play. We have the animal game, of course, and we have the Name the Riff game. And we also have a couple things that are available to win as prizes here. I have, here's some of the prizes, because I actually do have real prizes on the show. People want them. Now, Mikey Holt, who played 4x4 the other week, he actually is disqualified from getting a prize because he didn't name the four African countries. So, shame on you, Mikey. Anyway, the prizes I have to give away for the games today are mini Tibetan prayer flags. Got a couple sets of those. A multicolor thread, which was made by orphans in Africa. Some Neopets plushies from McDonald's. Some temporary tattoos of various types. And some ancient Roman coins. So if anybody would like to play any of the games, they should feel free to give me a call. So anyway, to answer my own question here, and I'm talking about the CD on the desert island conversation here. I was thinking about this the other day, and thank you, incidentally, to Paul Schweikart, who actually suggested this topic. But I've decided that I think that the CD that I would take me, the one that could actually last me for the rest of my life and not have to hear anything else, would be the Beatles' White Album. And the reason why that is because it's such a varied album. There's just so many different things on it. There's so many different styles of music on it that I think there would always be something on there to keep me interested. And I think that is kind of how I like music in general. I like, you know, bands that are very they're very diverse in the styles of music that they do. But I'd be interested in hearing what other people have to say about that. If they anybody can Skype in, they're more than welcome to do so. And I'm just sorry. Okay. Somebody's typing me a message here. Okay. It's nothing important. So anyway. Okay. So the Name the Riff show. I'm going to go ahead and play the first riff here. And if anybody knows what this is, they can Skype in at United Kingdom Radio. And here is clip number one. Pretty easy one there for the first clip. So if anybody knows what that is, feel free to call in. Okay, in other words, in other news, talking about the nasty basement. So please forgive me. I'm going to be coughing up crap all during the show, and I'm going to try to turn the microphone off. That's the thing, you know, in these basements. You know, I don't know if this is really a very healthy working condition, is it? Unfortunately, this is the sort of thing that you run into when you work in an office. And for those of you who don't know, and I do some work financially. Christopher McGrath has gotten the first clip. Christopher, would you like to call in? And I could go on into to the second clip. If you want to call in, please feel free to do so. Was it you, Christopher, that we just heard on Ross Patzalt's show? If so, then yeah, feel free to Skype in. Okay. No, but anyway, when you have these financial records, you have to save certain records for a period of 7 or 8 years. And it's really, really irritating. And there are some records that you just have to keep forever. So a lot of companies will have these sort of dingy, dark, dusty areas where they keep their records and so forth. Now, the thing that we had with this particular storage area is that this is a basement underneath a restaurant. And what had happened was they were storing records under there. And then one of the water pipes or something down there had broken, and the entire basement was flooded in raw sewage. And it's even grosser than it sounds. And what they did is they didn't clean anything up. They just let the water drain out normally and then just let everything that was down there that was covered in sewage, let it dry out. So what you have is this this horrible, horrible water that kind of soaked everything, and then it dried out, and they left all the paperwork and stuff down there. So here comes, 5 years later, me coming to work for the company, and they say, oh, okay, well, we need to move some stuff into this basement. So go ahead and, clean this out. And, oh my goodness me. Okay, Fagash Lil says that she's here. Hello, Fagash Lil. Fagash Lil, call in anytime you want. You're more than welcome to call into this program. I've never talked to you. I never talked to Christopher either. So please feel free to call in. Anybody actually, who I haven't talked to before is more than welcome to call in. So don't be shy, because this is really all about you guys too. It's not just about me going on and on and on. It's also about you guys going on and on and on. And I love your voice, Faggot. Actually, my voice sounds a little bit like Will's voice right now. Sort of huskiness to it. So feel free to call in, Will and Christopher. Well, Christopher got the first clip right. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play the second clip, since nobody seems to be calling in. Here's clip number two. Another pretty easy one there. I think they were a little bit difficult last time, so I kind of went for a little bit easier ones this time. So, Gary from Ireland, Northern Ireland, I'm sorry, Gary, is also here. So, hello, Gary. Good to hear from you. All right. Anybody wanting to call in should please do so. It's always more interesting to talk to people. Fagash Lil does not know the clip. If anybody else knows it, please Skype in at United Kingdom Radio. And I didn't really prepare much for the show today. It's been one of those weeks, and it's been just crazy this week because I've been working a little bit of overtime this week. But also, I've been naughty too, because I actually got the pre-recorded show done early this week, and my boyfriend Pete and I have been playing World of Warcraft almost nonstop since every evening since last week. Oh, we have a call on the line. Hello on Skype.
Hello.
Hello, it's Gary Burton from Northern Ireland. How are you, sir?
Olé.
What's up with you?
Nothing much.
Did you have something to say on the topic this week?
The topic is?
The topic is, if you were trapped on a desert island and you could only take one CD with you, and of course you had a solar-powered, unbreakable CD player, and you had one CD to last you the rest of your life, what would that CD be?
Have you heard of Slipknot?
I've heard of Slipknot, yeah. They do like funny masks and things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
ones.
So what CD? Do they only have one CD?
No, they've got four or five of them.
Ah, so which CD would you pick?
The self-titled one.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Ross Poutzelt says that his would be Black Lace Greatest Hits. So, good to Ross.
What CD would be yours?
Were you listening to the beginning of the show? No, but my mine would be... I have a message here. Video Nick. Nick got clip number two correct. Yes, sir. My CD would be the Beatles White Album, because there's a lot of variety on it. So if I weren't in the mood to hear... My Guitar Gently Weeps, I'd have Bungle of Bill or, whatever. So there would be a lot going on in the album, so it would keep me interested for a long time. So what about Slipknot do you like?
A whole lot of them.
What kind of music do they do? I'm not really that familiar.
Have you not heard of them?
I've heard of them, but I'm not familiar with their music.
Have you heard a clip of the music?
I'm sorry?
Have you heard a clip?
No, I haven't. I have to say, I've heard their name, the name of the band, but I don't actually know them. Are they like heavy metal, or they look kind of heavy metalish?
Yeah. What?
They look kind of heavy metal band. Are they?
Yeah, but no, they've been out for 10 years.
Okay.
And you haven't heard of them?
Well, I've heard of them, but I don't know their music. But, you know, to be fair, that's not really my kind of music.
What kind of music are you into?
I'm into a lot of different kinds of music, actually. And I'm into everything from sort of classical. I like, you know, some opera. I also like you know, a lot of 1960s and 70s music. I love 80s music. I'm into sort of goth and industrial. Ah, Fag Eshlil says Slipknot are thrash metal. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds... No, they're not.
Okay. I'll take Gary's advice here because he's the expert on Slipknot, and I know nothing about it. They're not thrash metal.
No, they're a mixture of stuff.
They're a mixture of stuff, okay. Who would you compare them to of the sort of the biggest name bands?
Have you heard of... They're a big name band?
Well, they're not in this country.
They're an American band.
Right, but...
They're from Iowa, America.
They're from Iowa?
From always, yes.
Okay.
And you're saying now they're not big?
Well, they're not big around here.
But if you don't look really... If you don't look really... listen to them or go out and find what the play.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any big places over in Chicago?
Any big what?
Places.
Oh yeah. We have concerts here every single night. But
every
I don't,
single night.
Every single night. Yeah.
From what bands?
Everyone. we're one of the major stops on everyone's tour. So everybody who comes in, you know, everyone who calls in, comes through town, stops here in Chicago. I have another caller on the line. Hang on a second. Hello, caller.
Hey, Tom, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hi. Hello? I just wanted to say Slipknot is very popular in Europe.
Okay. So
but not really in America, but it's really popular in Europe.
Okay. Yeah, I've never really heard of them here. So this yeah. this is Paul from Finland, everybody, and Paul and I have known each other for a couple 30 years or so. so Paul, do you want to answer the topic this week?
I'm getting like echo after echo after echo.
Okay, turn off your audio stream.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I didn't mean hang up. No, okay, Paul. When you come, call back, but turn off the audio stream that you're listening through your speakers to, and just listen through Skype. Christopher McGrath says the CD I would take is King Crimson in the Court of the Crimson King. Yeah, I would agree with that one. That's a pretty good one too. I do like. I'm sorry about that, Gary. I meant to add Paul to the conversation and not hang up on you. So if you want to call back in, feel free. Gary, here's Gary again. Hi, Gary. Sorry about that. I meant to add Paul to the conversation, not to hang up on you.
You put me on hold?
Yeah. Sorry. I meant to add Paul to the conversation, and he could talk with both of us, but it didn't work that way. My inexperience with Skype. Now, did you hear what Paul said about Slipknot?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so...
They're a major player in America. He's from Iceland. I'm from Northern Ireland.
He's not from Iceland.
What?
He's Paul's not from Iceland.
He's
from Finland.
Oh, Finland.
Well, he's not really from Finland. He just lives in Finland.
Where does he live?
He lives near Kotka, Finland.
What?
Kotka.
Kopta.
Kotka. Kotka.
Kopta.
Kotka.
Kotta.
Kot. Kotka.
Kokta.
Not Kokta. Kotka.
Kokta.
Kot.
Kot.
Ka.
Ka.
Kotka.
Kokta.
Kotka.
Kotta.
Not Kotta.
Kotta.
Hello on Skype. Turn your stream off for us. 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 Okay, I'm having some problems here.
Turn your stream off for us.
Okay, I'm having some problems here.
Turn your stream off for us.
Okay, I'm having some problems here.
Turn your stream off.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
All right, Gary, are you still there? Hello? Hello on Skype.
Hello, I think it's pronounced Kotka.
Kotka.
No, Kokta.
Kokta. It's pronounced Kokta.
No, you got to roll your tongue. No, you're not doing it properly. Kokta.
It's pronounced It's one of those Finnish names, you know. Have you ever noticed, you know, I don't know if you follow sports or whatever, or films or whatever. Every time you get a Finnish athlete or whatever, they're always named after a cartoon character. Right. So you have like Seppo and Lippo and Laku and Pekka and Pekko. It sounds like cartoon characters.
Have you been drinking this afternoon?
No, I haven't. I wish I had.
You have. You sound like you are. You sound a bit drunk. Are you sure you haven't been drinking?
No. I've had coffee.
You sound like you are. I think you have been drinking.
I've been drinking coffee.
Are you sure you not put any brandy in that coffee?
I'm absolutely sure.
Seriously, on the web stream, you sound so drunk. You're slurring your words like anything.
I think I'm just not up to par today.
I think you have been drinking.
I've not been drinking.
Okay, I'm going to say good evening.
Good evening, Ross. That was Ross Patzelt. No, I guarantee you that I haven't been drinking. Fagash Lil says, tell Pretzel Guy that he's that good at rolling his tongue, maybe he's went with the wrong sex, and tell him to walk away from the Strongbow. I think today I'm having a problem, and it's sort of a combination of... here's Gary again. Hello, Gary.
Hello. What is happening to this show?
What's
every time you bring somebody on, I get cut off.
You didn't get cut off. Somebody left their stream on, and it was echoing back, and so I had to just kind of hang up on both of you.
Yeah.
But, you know. Yeah. Hello, Ross.
Can you stop cutting me off, please, Tom?
I know, Ross. I'm really sorry.
For God's sake, every time I call up, you keep cutting me off.
Uh-huh. So tell us what Donna said about your tongue.
Why'd you... I can't. It's too rude. Good evening.
Good evening, Ross. And now that I've cut Ross off again, I'm sure he'll be calling again in a moment to complain. Are you still there, Gary? No, Gary's gone again as well. Sorry, I didn't cut you off, Gary. I don't know what happened there. It's my inexperience with Skype showing here. Hello on Skype.
Hello. I thought I'd call in so you can call me up. Cut me off.
Oh, I cut you off. I'm sorry. This is Fagash Lil.
No, I'm only deliberately calling in so you can cut me off.
Oh, do you want me to cut you off now?
Well, yeah, you have done with everybody else so far. You might as well do it with me.
All right. Bye, Lil.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And hello, Gary.
Hello.
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 Hello. Are you there? Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Hello, Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Hello. I guess Gary's not there. This is a being cut off special. Hello
on
Skype.
Cut me off. Cut me off. You know you want to. Come on. Cut me off.
All right. Bye, Ross. This is a cutting off special. Tonight, every caller gets cut off. Come on, it'll be fun. Call on folks so I can cut you off. Actually, we never did hear from Fagash Lil. Oh my goodness me. I'm having some problems here with Skype. It's all you lot calling in. Hello on Skype.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. What the hell is this show all about?
Well, today it's about cutting people off, apparently.
No, what I thought you were doing about Slipknot, no?
Well, we weren't talking about Slipknot specifically. We were talking about if you had one CD on a desert island that would last you for the rest of your life, then what would that CD be?
What are you doing tonight?
What am I doing tonight? Well, my boyfriend is coming over after the show, and we are going to spend the day together.
To do what?
Well, what do you think we're going to do?
I don't know.
We're gonna have a nice, relaxing evening, my boyfriend and I.
No, you said day.
Yeah, well, he's coming over right after the show. So he's actually, he's probably going to be leaving his house to come over here just about now. Okay, well, thank you for calling. I'm going to cut you off now. Hello from New Hampshire.
Good day. Scott here. How are you?
I'm having a very good day, thank you, Scott. Now, today is our cutting people off special. So if you could tell me, Scott, your answer to today's topic, and then I'm going to cut you off, and then you can call back, and I'll cut you off again.
I just got in here, so I'm jumping at this point.
Okay, the topic of the day is if you were stuck on a desert island and you had a solar-powered, unbreakable CD player, and you only had one CD to last you for the rest of your life, what would that CD be?
Boy, oh boy. Well, right, my favorite CD is Rock Sugar, but I don't know if that, I'd have to think long and hard on that one.
Uh-huh.
Off the cuff answer right now, favorite, Rock Sugar, great band.
Uh-huh. Now, for those of you who don't know, this is a band that's been plugged on Adam Curry's podcast, and they are a band that does mashups, but they play the mashups live. And they're really good. I mean, they're really extraordinary. I'm not crazy about all their songs, but that's pretty good. Okay, so why don't you
Did you go to their webpage?
I did go to their webpage.
Did you read their the little silly story about them?
No, I didn't.
It's very similar to what you just said about them ending up stranded on an island.
Oh, really?
Oh, really, yeah. And cool. Why they got thrown back to the 80s. It's kind of a humorous little article all about that.
Okay, so Scott, can you say the word Kotka?
Korpka.
Very good. All right. Thank you for calling, Scott. You can call back in a minute, and I can cut you off again. Hello on Skype.
Hello.
Hello. This is Video Nick.
Yes, it is. From Winnipeg. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine.
Very good.
Now, if you had one CD that had to last you the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, that's quite a challenge, but probably one of ELO's CDs.
Like early ELO or sort of the later stuff when they got all disco-y?
Earlier stuff when they're a little more classical.
So you like the sort of progressive rock sort of thing?
Yes, I do.
Me too. I really like Emerson, Lake & Palmer. And I like, somebody mentioned King Crimson earlier. I like a lot of their stuff. Genesis, but Genesis before Peter Gabriel left. Because after they turned to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely the Peter Gabriel Genesis.
All right. So this is the first time I've talked to you. So what do you do?
Actually, I work here in Winnipeg. I'm a computer programmer.
Okay.
At one of the universities here.
Excellent.
And I actually stumbled across your show courtesy of stumbling across Chris Reardon's show.
Ah. See, Chris Reardon is the key to everybody.
Yes, they have the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. We should have the 6 degrees of Chris Reardon.
We should. I think everybody here, everybody who's listening, would actually have 1 degree from Chris Reardon.
Absolutely, because I listen to your show, Chris's shows. I even listen to Ross occasionally.
Even Ross? Oh, God, I feel sorry for you.
I'm going for ear replacements.
Can you say the word Kotka?
Kotka.
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 Okay, that's close enough. That's better. So this is the cutting people off special, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to cut you off. And you can
I'm ready.
Okay, and you can feel free to call back. All right, thank you.
I'll be back.
Okay, so hello on Skype.
Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Can you say Kotka?
You were saying about today?
I'm sorry, what?
You were saying about today?
I'm celebrating today what?
No, you were saying about today.
Oh, today. Oh, yes. Okay, so after the show, straight away after the show, Pete is coming over, and we're going to spend the day together having gay sex.
What?
Fagesh Lil says, just tell him you're going to have a wild orgy. Yeah, well, that's probably not too far off, actually. No, I mean, it's my day off, so we're going to relax, and we are probably going to watch a film or something, just kind of chill out. We'll probably go out for a meal later, and that's pretty much what we're going to do. But, you know, it's my only chance during the week, really, to spend time with my boyfriend. So that's what we're going to do. And
during the week?
During the week, I get to see him for lunch every so often. You know, we don't live together, so he comes for lunch about once a week at work, and I get to see him for an hour. And then sometimes, occasionally during the week, during an evening. But most of the time, it's the weekend when we get to spend time together.
Hey, come.
Yeah?
Hey, come.
How come? Because we both have lives, and we have other things that we do, and we can't spend every minute together.
Why does he not move in?
That's a very good question, and one that I can't answer, so I'm going to cut you off. Feel free to call back. Hello, oh, on Skype.
You'll call back.
Oh.
Turn off your stream.
Don't cut me off!
Don't cut me off!
Don't cut me off! Don't cut me off! Don't cut me off! Don't cut me off! Don't cut me off! Don't cut me off!
You're cut off. Hello on Skype.
Hello?
Hello. This is the being cut off special, so don't be surprised if you get cut off.
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Gary, are you there?
Why does he not move in?
Why doesn't he move in? Well, because he doesn't have a job at the moment.
What?
Because he doesn't have a job at the moment, and I can't afford to support him.
I don't get you.
You don't get it. What's not to get?
Does he just lay about?
No. He's looking for work, but the economy being what it is, it's not easy. There's a lot of people out there who are looking for work and can't find it, and he's one of them. But I have to say, Gary, I don't want to talk about Pete on the show, because he gets to be a little bit uncomfortable when I talk about him on the show too much. So I do really kind of want to get off that topic. But let's just suffice it to say that after the show, Pete is going to be coming over here, and we're going to spend the day together and the evening together as well. All right? All right. Hello on Skype.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hey, have you got enough time to do a judge for yourself?
Sure. All right.
I think you've done this before, so you know what it's like. This is called The Story of His Life as Pay.
Okay.
A man in California was charged with 10 separate counts of murder, but had no money to pay the lawyer to defend him. However, he and his lawyer worked out a deal in which the man gave the lawyer rights to the story of his life and pending trial in return for full legal defense. The court claimed that the lawyer should not be allowed to be involved in the trial since he had a monetary interest in the case. Did the California Court of Appeals rule for or against the lawyer?
My gut feeling is that they would rule against the lawyer.
I tend to agree. Why?
Because it is a conflict of interest.
That's what I think, too. But it isn't the standard conflict of interest, now, right. Is it?
No, it's not.
Because a true conflict of interest would be one where, on one case, he'd want to win, but in the other case, he wouldn't.
Okay.
And in this case, he's got two good reasons for wanting to win. But we'll see what they say here. The court said the incentive to maximize royalties could lead to mishandling the case.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, they ruled against him. Although one judge dissenting, stating that a person should be able to have the lawyer of his choice, the majority found against the lawyer.
Hmm.
And there you go.
Yep.
Not if you want me to give you one to ponder for a bit.
Okay.
We could do that.
Okay, give me one to ponder for a bit before I cut you off.
Other people can maybe say what they think.
Okay.
A man ran a food vending service from a truck in front of the courthouse in a small southern town. A judge, during a break, walked out and purchased a cup of coffee from the vendor. He found it so vile that he had the vendor brought in to meet with him in his chambers. He yelled at the vendor for serving such putrid coffee, threatened to close him down, and sent him out. The man was so shaken by the encounter, he developed a stutter and nervous tic, so he sued the judge. Did the court rule for or against the vendor?
Okay, and I'll go ahead.
Now cut me off.
Don't cut me off. No, I'm going to go ahead and cut you off, and I'm going to get some feedback on that. So thank you, Scott. Okay. Hello on Skype.
Hello.
Hello. So what do you think, Gary? Should the coffee vendor be ruled for or against for this terrible coffee?
What was I going to say? Are you going to extend the sue?
Probably not.
Why not?
Because Pete's coming over and we're going to spend the day and evening together.
Yeah, I know that, and you said we can't talk about it. Why are you bringing it up? Why can you not extend the sue?
I can't extend the show because I have other things to do, dear.
Yes, I knew that, but...
Well, not every show can go on forever.
Yes, I know that. But you said last week's show we could not extend it.
That's
and
right.
And I'm asking, can you extend this show?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to extend a show every 3 weeks?
No.
Why not?
I'll extend the show. The only time I'm going to extend the show, Gary, is if I have nothing better to do. So if I have stuff going on here that is going to keep me busy, then I'm not going to extend the show. But if I have a day when I don't have anything to do, if Pete's not coming over or whatever, then I might extend the show. But it's not going to be, you know, a scheduled extension of the show, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm going to cut you off now. Hello.
Hello again.
Hello. So what do you think about the court case with the nasty coffee?
I'm wondering if it's not going... I'm thinking it might actually go in favor of the vendor, and probably because the judge may have done some procedural things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be why it might go in favor of the vendor.
Yeah, I'm kind of iffy on that one, to be honest, because on one hand, the judge was sort of an aggressor here, wasn't he? You know, he actually
yes.
kind of summoned the guy into his office and said, you know, chewed the guy out. And on the other hand, what if the vendor developed a stutter and some other problem because of this? I don't buy that.
I don't know about that either. I don't think that particular side of it would necessarily get the vendor a favorable judgment, but just more the judge's actions than the results of the actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of a tough one, really.
I would say so.
I have a message here from Pete. Pete says, I was going to send a request for you to cut Gary off. you know, we do love Gary. Oh, speak of the devil. Hello on Skype.
Hello?
Hello on Skype. How are you?
How's it going?
Who is this?
I was going to say, what are you doing next week?
What am I doing next week? Oh! You know what? Next week I might not be on at all. I'm not really sure. The reason why is because next week is Anime Central, the big anime convention. I talked about it on my pre-recorded show. I think I'll be here. I probably will, but I will not be able to extend the show next week because if I do the show, we're going to be getting out of here straight away as soon as the show is done to go out to Rosemont.
No, but can you not get somebody else to do your show?
Well, if somebody else were doing my show, it wouldn't be my show, would it?
No, but if you can't do your show no more, what? Get somebody else to
replace
you.
Well, who else would do it?
What?
Who else would do it?
I don't know. Ross could do it.
Ross could do it. Oh, Ross does his own shows.
Lee could do it. Chris McGrath could do it.
Could Chris McGrath do it? I haven't heard him do a show.
Tom? Are you getting cold feet?
Am I what?
Are you getting cold feet?
Cold feet for what?
Doing the show?
No.
But I think you are.
What makes you say that?
Because you don't extend your shows like Ross did.
Let's put it this way here. If Walter Cronkite is doing the 6 o'clock news, and the 6 o'clock news runs from 6 to 7, if he doesn't extend the news to 8, does that mean he's getting cold feet? No, it just means that the show runs for an hour. One of the things about United Kingdom Radio and about podcasting in general is that there aren't any rules about how long your show needs to be. So if you have time, you can extend it. But I'll be honest with you, this is an hour-long show. So why would I extend it every moment that I had the chance?
Call that guy. Did Chris Reardon do a show last Monday night? Last Monday?
Chris Reardon, I don't know if... I honestly don't know whether he did. Anyway, Gary, I'm cutting you off. Hello on Skype.
Hello. I thought I'd call in and request that you cut Gary off, please.
I just did cut Gary off.
Oh, that's all right then. Frank Zappa, Cheap Thrills, before you cut me off.
What's that?
The album.
The Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa and Cheap Thrills.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good, you know, I was just thinking about this while the other gentleman was talking about ELO.
Yeah.
That another album that I think would be really good to have would be Emerson, Lake and Palmer Works, Volume 1.
Yes.
That would be a really good one, because that one has a lot of variation on it as well.
That's what I like.
Yeah, you like the progressive rock type stuff too?
Well, I like all sorts of music.
I do too. You know, I got a message here. Hang on, I'm going to go ahead and place a call here. Okay. Hello on Skype. Hello on Skype. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul. So tell us what album you'd choose for the Desert Island.
I would choose Cosmic Thing by the B-52s.
Okay, that's a good one. What's your favorite song on that?
Of course, Love Shack.
Uh-huh.
It's a great song because you can make up your own funny lyrics.
Oh, that is true.
Are you getting an echo? Because I'm getting an echo.
Yeah,
here.
See, you have to turn off your stream. Not the Skype stream, but the audio stream where you're listening to the show.
Okay, let me work on that.
Okay. All right, call back when you have that sorted. Hello on Skype.
Hello?
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 Hello. Hello, Gary.
Hello, how's it going?
It's going fine. I'm cutting everyone off tonight.
What was I going to say? Why did Leal say to cut me off?
Because tonight is my cutting everyone off special.
No, who give her the right to tell you what to do on your own show?
Well, I'm cutting everybody off tonight.
No, but she told you to cut me off.
Oh, did she? Hello on Skype.
I'd like to add myself to the conversation here.
Uh-huh.
With Gary.
Hello.
And say, you didn't actually cut me off. Well, you cut me off, but you didn't tell me you were going to cut me off, so I'm going to complain about that. You didn't actually tell me you were going
to
cut me off
this time. I'm sorry, Will. I have to cut you off now. Hello on Skype.
Hello on Skype.
Hello. Can I speak to the presenter, please?
Yes, this is the presenter.
Hello. What time are you on till today?
I'm on till 11 o'clock a.m. That's a Central Standard Time, which is 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time and 5 p.m. in the U.K.
Oh, is there no chance that you can extend your show?
No, there's no chance I can extend the show. Well, you know, there is a chance I could extend the show. If people are still having fun, I might go a whole 5 minutes over.
Oh, well, I was hoping you can extend the show until 11 o'clock our time today.
Oh, that would be a heck of a long show.
Can we not do another 5 hours?
No, I'm afraid I can't. Sorry, I'm cutting you off. Hello on Skype.
I'd like to complain.
About what?
What do you mean extending the show?
Well, because Gary thinks that we should do every show for 24 hours a day.
No, that's just wrong. Patsell, geezer. He's just drunk.
I think he is. I think Ross Patsell is drunk. And with that, I'm going to cut you off. Hello, Gary.
Hello?
Hello.
No, tell us this.
Okay.
Why can you not extend your show? The United Kingdom Radio website, there's a schedule, and it's from a radio station has 24-hour talk stations.
Mm-hmm.
Why can you not do it? Are you getting paid, Tom?
No, nobody gets paid.
Oh, come on here, Tom. Don't lie.
I'm not lying to you.
I think you're lying here, Tom.
Nobody gets paid.
Ross was saying, oh, look at me. I don't get paid. I don't get paid.
None of us get paid.
No. I know. I think everybody is.
You think everybody's getting paid? In my dreams, I get paid for this.
Everybody gets paid.
Nobody gets paid. We do it out of the kindness of our hearts.
What?
We do it for fun.
No, I don't think you do.
You don't? Okay, well, I'm afraid I have no answer for that because we don't get paid. Hello on Skype. Okay, well, I'm afraid I have no...
Hello?
Hello on Skype.
Do you not get paid?
No, we don't get paid. Ross, do you get paid?
I get paid £100 a show.
Oh, do you? Who's paying you?
Yeah, for Gary, for your information, Gary, we all get paid. So what the hell, Tom? I'm not being funny, mate. But what the hell, if you're getting paid, you're actually getting paid for 3 hours' work, but you're only an hour. I think you should extend your show.
I think I should, too, if I'm getting paid. Now, who's writing the paychecks?
Chris Reardon.
Chris Reardon is. Well, tell him that he needs to send me my check.
And I'd get
for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, get it backdated, mate.
Yeah, seriously.
Gary, everyone gets paid.
Okay. All right, I'm cutting you off, Ross. Hello on Skype.
Hello again.
Hello. Are you getting paid?
I'm not getting paid.
You're not? Okay, I gotta cut you off then. Hello on Skype.
Hello?
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 Oh, but, Tom, there you go. Ross said you do get paid. Why are you lying to your listeners?
Well, Ross claims that he's being paid.
No, but if he claims everybody's getting paid...
I wish I was getting paid.
Why are you lying to your customers? Why are you lying to your listeners? Why are you lying?
I'm not lying to... Ross is the one who's lying. I don't get paid.
No, he's not. Because Ross, on this radio station, is the best presenter on it.
Ross is the best?
Apart from you.
I think Paul Edwards is the best.
What?
I think Paul Edwards is the best.
He just cuts everybody off.
Yeah, well, so do I.
I have to cut you off. And then when he does cut you off, he doesn't have...
Hello on Skype. Hello? Hello on Skype.
Hello. I just want to just ask the presenter a question.
Okay.
Am I speaking to the presenter or is this the producer?
This is the presenter.
Okay. Well, for the listener's information, you, the listener, actually gets paid for listening as well.
How much are we paying the listeners now?
Not as much as the presenters. You only get paid 50p a minute to listen to the show. So, Gary, for your information, you actually should be getting paid as well to listen. And the presenters get paid as well. So I don't know where that's been going wrong lately, but yes, you get paid for listening.
Oh, excellent. Hello on Skype.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Tell us this.
Okay.
Why does Paul cut people off and then the next time he cuts people off, he doesn't have nothing to talk about. He says, "Oh, I have to go."
Gary,
what?
Shut it. This is my show. Listen, the reason why Paul cut you off on his last show, because I was listening to that show. The reason why Paul cut you off is because you were being a rude bugger. Hello on Skype. Hello. Well, I have somebody on the line here, except I can't hear them, and I have a feeling that their microphone may not be turned on. So I'm going to have to cut them off. Hello on Skype.
Hello. So, did you think about it? What's your answer?
My answer is that I think that the judge is in the wrong.
Okay, that was kind of my thought, too. And it says, the court ruled for the vendor.
Woohoo!
Awarding him over $130,000 in punitive and compensatory damages for the judge's abuse of power.
Yeah, I think that was really uncalled for. Even if the guy sold the worst coffee in the world, to summon somebody into your office, and you're a judge, you know, you're a person of some authority, and just give them the what for because you have lousy coffee, that to me, that is an abuse of power. And yeah, so I think the court
partial, reasonable, and all that. So.
Yeah. Okay, lots of calls coming in, so I'm going to have to cut you off. Hello on Skype.
Hello again.
Hello again. What can
I do? I just thought I'd try one more time to just get a couple of words in. I also listen to Scott's show, too. So, Scott, if you're listening, I haven't written you or anything yet, but you also have a fantastic show.
All right. Scott has a fan.
One more quick thing. Fag Ash Lil has a lovely voice.
Doesn't she, though?
Absolutely lovely.
Yeah, she is really interesting.
To listen to her read the phone book all day.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely voice.
We should give Fag Ash a regular feature on everybody's show where she reads out of the dictionary.
That would be wonderful. I vote for that.
I would have her on my show anytime to read the dictionary. She has this wonderful, sultry voice.
Absolutely.
So did you have something to comment before I cut you off?
Just before you cut me off, I did actually just receive my £15 in my PayPal for listening to the show.
Excellent. Thank you very much, sir, for calling.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
You bet.
Hello on Skype.
Hello, can I speak to the presenter, please?
No. I'm the guy screening the calls.
Oh, is this the producer?
Yeah.
Can I speak to the presenter, please?
No.
Can I speak to Tom Harris? Is he there?
Hello on Skype. Hello? I can't hear you, Lil.
It would work better if I unmute, doesn't it?
Yeah. How are you?
Abaca de Efaga, Ejica Lema, Na Opaqua, Right. Oh, that works. Yes.
That's excellent. So, with that, I have to cut you off. Hello on Skype.
Hello.
It's Basil.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Basil. How the hell are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I love your show. And I've never talked to you before.
No, this is the first. No, I forgot you were on. I just turned it on a little while ago, and I hear it's a cutting you off special.
It's a cutting you off special. So did you hear the topic?
No.
Okay, the topic is, if you were trapped on a desert island and you had an unbreakable solar-powered CD player, but you could only take one CD with you to last for the rest of your life, what CD would that be?
Oh, dear. I don't think I'd want to choose any. I think whatever one it was, eventually it would drive you insane, wouldn't it?
Well, if you don't have to listen to it continuously.
Oh, that's good. I don't know. I can't think of one. The trouble is, since you thought of one and you've gone off to this island, you're going to regret it, aren't you, and think, oh, shit, I've picked the wrong one.
Yeah, that's probably true. So I think I would choose the Beatles White Album.
No, I'm not a big Beatles fan, so it wouldn't be a Beatles. Uh-huh. It'd be something like maybe David Bowie, something like that, one of his earlier ones.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe Bob, I'll call it Bob Dylan, so maybe even him. But more likely David Bowie, I think.
Yeah, I love David Bowie. What's your favorite Bowie album?
Oh, the earlier ones, probably, I don't know.
Oh, did you not like Heathen?
Yeah, that's okay. And I prefer the ones before that, you know, Ziggy Stardust and that sort of thing. Aladdin Sane.
Actually, you know, and I love Bowie's early stuff. I really do. But one of my favorite albums by Bowie is actually Outside, which just came later.
Yeah, Heathen was quite a recent one as well. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that?
Which one?
Heathen,
yeah. That's what I asked you about. Yeah, there's some good songs. Unfortunately, with Bowie, his voice is going. Do you notice that?
Yeah, well,
it's getting very
thin. He's getting on a bit,
isn't he? Yeah, he's an old geezer. So anyway, anybody out there can listen to Basil's show. He does a show is it Tuesday night?
Yeah, Tuesday. Don't worry. I don't want to do a plug for it. It's not fair. Tuesday night anyway. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, and it's at BasilButler.com.
Find it for themselves.
Yeah. And Basil talks a lot about sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite subjects.
Well, it's one of everybody's favorite subjects.
Yeah.
And Basil used to do.
You don't
show.
Hear enough about it on the radio.
What's that?
You don't hear enough about it on the radio.
That is true. You know what? Just because Gary was complaining about it so much, I'm going to extend the show today.
I'm looking forward to being cut off.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Basil. You're now being cut off. Hello on Skype.
Hello?
Gary, we're extending the show today.
Are you?
Yeah, we are. But not for an hour.
For how long?
Probably half hour. As long as people keep calling, and as long as Pete's not here, then I'll keep going. And then when Pete arrives, I'm just going to have to hang up. So.
Okay. And then you'll cut everybody off.
We're cutting everyone off this week. So goodbye. Hello on Skype.
Hello. Can I speak to the presenter?
Yes.
Can you not extend the show, please? Because I've got to go out.
We are extending the show.
No, because that's not running to the schedule, and I'm only here for an hour, and I've got to go out now. So can you not extend the show, please?
Okay, we won't extend the show for you, but we'll extend the show for everyone else.
Okay, the cryptic question as well for today.
Uh-huh.
That was Fag Ash Lil in the dining room with the dagger.
And the answer is...
Don't cut me off!
And with that, I'm going to cut you off. All right. So if anybody else wants to be cut off, please feel free to phone in, because the calls have slowed down a little bit here. I know, it's been a bit of a chaotic show today. You know what this reminds me of? It actually reminds me a little bit of Completely Holt, except that people aren't constantly calling and calling me gay. So if anybody wants to call and call me gay and have it be just like Mikey Holt's show, please feel free to do so. Oh, we have a call on the line. Hello on Skype.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Tell us this. Why can you not extend the show for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours?
Because I don't have time. I've got our stuff to do. And with that, you're being cut off. Hello on Skype. Hello. Unmute your mic.
Oh, stop off. Are you gay?
Yes. Well, I'm bisexual, but, you know, I've been in a monogamous relationship with Pete for now for 5 years. And so yeah. I guess that qualifies.
Oh.
Why? Do you hate gay people?
No. He's got a fantastic accent.
Who, Pete?
You.
Oh, me?
I've never heard Pete's voice.
No, Pete won't come on the show.
No?
No, he won't.
So I'm just a sad loser sitting at home alone going, drilling over your voice. And, are you really gay?
Well, you know.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
For all intents and purposes, yes.
I'm just your heart
now. Oh, perfect. Well, you know, if it helps, you know, I like women too.
So do I. Is that the only consolation?
Ooh. That's great. Yeah. Do you ever make videos?
No.
No?
She says very innocently.
I'd pay to see that. Okay. I'm cutting you off. Hello on Skype.
Hello?
Hello.
Don't talk to me. Talk to Fag Ash Lil. There's lesbo stuff going on then.
Well, you called me. All right. I'm cutting you off. Hello on Skype.
Hello.
Hello.
See the stream on the Wi-Fi radios.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Edwards on, and you've been cut off. How come?
Have I been cut off on Paul Edwards' show?
Yeah.
I have.
No, wait. Paul Edwards' show's on.
Paul Edwards' show is on?
Yes, on the internet radio.
Oh, you know why that is? It has to do with the... I'm sorry. Hang on. It has to do with the audio stream... Hello. Hello on Skype.
What happened there?
Oh, I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Are you the presenter?
I am the... Now, what happened was I went into the Ustream control panel because you said something about me being cut off by Paul Edwards' show. Now, what happens is the audio stream somehow is separate from the video stream, and I'm not sure how that works with Ustream, but apparently it is a mess, to put it kindly. I have a feeling that that the way Chris set it up is that it only records for a certain amount of time, and he set it up to record for Ross's show and for my show. And so it has stopped recording on Ustream now. So I'm recording the show. Oops, sorry. Basil sends a comment. I love it when Gary says, "What?" Yeah, I like that too. I am actually recording this on Audacity as we record, so the entire podcast will be available. But as far as the Ustream part of the recording goes, it isn't going to be coming in all on Ustream. So anyway, that's that. I'm going to go ahead and cut you off here, Gary. Hello on Skype.
Could you please at least cut me off and I'll put me on hold?
You want me to put you on hold?
No, you keep putting me on hold. I want you to cut me off.
Well, you want me to cut you off?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're cut off. Okay, and I have nobody on the line at the moment. Oh, here we go. Hello on Skype.
Hello.
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 Hello, Tom.
Hello. Are you there?
Yeah.
Gary.
Why is the Skype died at the moment?
Skype hasn't died.
Yeah, but it says here live now, Saturday, or Sat, Ross, Paul, Sat. Why doesn't it say your name on it?
Oh, you know, I didn't actually put mine in. Hang on. I'll fix that right now. There we go. All fixed. Hello on Skype.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, a slightly different tact.
Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit.
A slightly different tact from the desert island.
I can't hear you.
Why not?
I don't know.
No.
I think you're too far away from your microphone, dear.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. All right. I'm going to play once again. I'm going to go ahead and play the sound clip here for the Name the Riff game. And people who want to identify the clips, feel free. Here's clip number one. Anybody who wants to identify the clip, feel free to call in, and I will cut you off, because this is the Cutting People Off special. Hello on Skype.
Any better now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
That's fantastic.
Excellent. Do you know the clip?
Yes, of course I know it, but I have no idea what it is.
Okay.
I can dance to it.
Okay. Should I play it again so you can dance?
Yes, please.
That does not compute.
Hello on Skype.
Hello.
Hello.
Tell us this. Why is Chris Lee, why is it not other presenters on this radio station? Why is it only you, Tom?
I have to stop you right there because you're asking me why isn't something and I have no control over it. I don't know.
But Tom, are you a presenter?
I am a presenter, otherwise I wouldn't be on the station.
Are you on the payroll?
No.
Yes, you are on
as,
the payroll.
As we've been... I'm not being paid
for
this program.
You are in the payroll, Tom. You admit it to your percent, to your listeners because you are on the payroll. Ross came on and said...
Who are you going to believe, Ross or me?
I believe Ross because is he the manager?
No.
What?
No, he's not the manager.
But tell us this. Why is it not other presenters? I heard Chris McGrath was going to do a show.
That would be great. I'd love to hear Christopher.
I thought Suko was going to do a show.
Suko is probably going to be doing a show, but she has to get it ready.
Is she on after you?
I don't know.
Yes, no, Tom.
I just don't know.
Yes, answer the question.
I am answering the question. The answer is... I don't know. Somebody else call in, please. Now this kind of gets me a little bit here. Now, I'm going to wait to pick up this call, Gary. And this is because somebody asks you a question, and you don't have the answer to it. You say, I don't know. So to answer the question, why aren't there more hosts on United Kingdom Radio? Well, apparently not enough people have come forward to say that they'd like to do a show and have the proper equipment to do a show. I'd love to hear more shows. I listen to everything on United Kingdom Radio. I listen to Paul's show, love Paul's show. If Fagash Lil did a show, I would listen to that. If Christopher McGrath did a show, I'd listen to that. If Ross Patselt does a show, I've been listening to him for a long time. If Gary Burton from Ireland, from Northern Ireland, does a show, I would listen to that. Anyway, hello on Skype.
Hello.
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 Tell us this. Why is there no other percentage on this radio station?
Because the people who have wanted to come and do a show haven't had the right equipment or... they just haven't come forward. I mean, I think that they're constantly advertising. I know that Lee has said on his show and Chris has also said on his show, anybody who wants to do a show can come to United Kingdom Radio and, you know, do a show, but you have to have a minimum of equipment in order to be able to do the Skype calls. And that's sort of why, you know, apparently just nobody wants to be on the station. So with that, I'm cutting you off. Hello on Skype. Hello. Turn your microphone on. Just not having any luck with this particular caller today. Hello on Skype.
Hello. Tell us this, Tom.
Tell us this. Yeah.
What?
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 Tell us this.
Yes, tell us this. Why can Ross not come on after you? Lee come on after him. Chris can come on after Lee. And Paul can go on after Lee. Why is there so split in the schedule? How come?
I don't know.
Please tell us.
I don't
the
know.
The listeners... No, I tell you, Tom, don't slabber there. Please listen. The listeners of this great radio station needs to know. Would you please tell us? Don't take us for a ride down the lanes. Would you please tell us?
I'm about to piss myself laughing. I really am.
Don't do that. Please.
Okay, Gary. Look, you know, I don't know the answer to this.
But are you a percent of this radio station?
Yes, but that doesn't mean that I know everything that's going on. Okay, let's put it this way.
Do you not go for meetings?
What's that?
Do you not go for meetings?
What?
Do you not go for meetings?
What?
Do you not go for meetings?
I'm cutting you off. Hello on Skype.
Do you not go for meetings?
Hello?
Hello. So yes, Ross, tell me, why can't Lee and you and Chris and Paul and all these other people come and do a show immediately after this one?
What?
What? Tell us this.
What?
Tell us this.
No, Tom, I've got some good news, actually.
What?
Literally news breaking here from Norwich. You know I was meant to be going to that wedding tonight?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not going to go tonight. I'm going to be on all night on United Kingdom Radio. And
excellent.
Also, I know, it's fantastic. And you know that I work, I've got a proper job and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I've actually resigned. I've handed my notice in a couple of hours ago, about 10 minutes ago, because I feel so bad because I'm not committing myself as much as I should do to my broadcasting career. Mm-hmm. So I've actually resigned. So I'll be on from 9 till 5 every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and Friday. So I hope that sort of clears up everything.
Cool.
All right, Gary?
So, yeah, I think that'll make Gary very happy. Let's go to Gary and find out his response. Hello on Skype.
Hello, do you not go for meetings?
I have no idea what you're saying.
Do you not go for meetings?
Do I not go for maintenance? Is that what you're
meetings.
Asking?
Meetings.
Can you say kotka?
No, do you not go for meetings?
I have no idea what you're saying to me.
Do you not go for meetings? Tons. Mittens.
Mittens?
Mittens, Tom. Do you not go for meetings about the shows? Who's the your program manager? Who's the
I don't think there is a
the
program
schedule
manager.
Manager?
I don't think there is a program manager or station manager. We're all responsible for our own show. So, for example, you know, I do my show. Ross does his show. Lee does his show. And other than that, there really isn't any kind of a structure here. We just have it arranged with Chris when we're going to be on. And when we come on is when we come on. Now, I'm running over the show today. But
no, tell us, is this a cowboy radio station?
No, it's not.
No, I think it is. You said there's no structure.
There is no
there's
structure.
No nothing. There's no show manager. There's no station manager.
You know the way it works.
It is a cowboy radio station.
Shut up. Shut up,
what?
Gary. Shut up.
What?
Shut up. You're being very rude. Okay.
No.
Okay. Be quiet. Be quiet just for a second.
I'm winning this debate. Admit that.
You're not winning a debate. You're in denial. Okay. Listen.
I am winning this debate.
There's no debate happening here. I'm trying to explain to you.
I'm beating you.
You're not beating me because you're not actually putting forth an idea and supporting it with evidence. That's what a debate is. You're just automatically gainsaying anything that I'm saying you. Now, look, I'm telling you, there's no corporate structure at United Kingdom Radio. Okay? I can come on any time of the day or night and do a show. Anybody else can do the same as long as they know the right passwords and all that stuff. There are no rules set up. There is no sort of hierarchy. Chris owns the... United Kingdom Radio. He pays for some of the server and all that stuff. Lee Mills takes care of the website. And we each do our own show. And we're responsible for our own content that we put out on the station. But we don't get paid for it. It's just very loose. And, if you come up with the right equipment to do a show, I'm sure they'd let you on. But that's just the way it works
here. Tell us this here, Tom. Ross was here before you. Ross said you do get paid.
Oh, Ross was saying that you get paid for listening.
Why are you lying to the listeners? Why are you lying to the listeners here, Tom?
I'm not right. I'm not lying to the listeners.
No, but Ross thinks you get paid. He gets paid.
Were you listening to the show earlier when Ross was saying not only do we get paid, but you get paid as well for listening? 15p an hour for listening to the show?
15p.
Yeah, aren't you getting checks from United Kingdom Radio just for listening?
No, but
Ross said that. Ross said that you were getting paid to listen to the show. Are you getting paid to listen to the show?
Tell us this here, Tom.
Tell us this.
Why is this radio station a cowboy radio station?
This station's not a corporate radio station. I'm sorry, sir.
A cowboy radio station.
A what?
A cowboy radio station.
I have no idea what you're saying, so with that, I'm cutting you off. Hello on Skype.
Hello.
Hello. Are you up for some hot lesbian action?
Yes.
I can't hear you, Lil. Can you speak up?
Sorry, I was a bit... I went down under. Sorry.
Do you come from the land down under?
I just sent the boy down there, but anyway.
Ooh. That sounds kinky.
Yeah.
I just sent my boy down under.
Yeah, I did.
I want to send my boy down under, but he's not here.
I want to complain.
Oh, no. What about?
Because my paycheck this month was 1p short.
Okay, take it up with Reardon. He's the one who pays the listeners.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, I have to cut you off. Hello, I'm Skype. Up with
He's the one who... Hello?
Hello?
You're listening to United Kingdom Radio. Yee-haw! Yee-haw!
That does not compute.
Oh, I have a call coming in from Gary. Here's Gary now. Oh, wait, that wasn't Gary. Hello on Skype.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
What? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, tell us this.
Tell us this.
Why do you lie to your listeners?
We don't.
I think you do.
Okay.
Because,
do you have any evidence to support the theory that we are lying to our listeners?
Ross said you do get paid.
Okay.
And you say you don't. Okay. You're lying, he's right. He was on before you.
Do you have any evidence at all to support the fact, your superb hypothesis here, that we're all getting paid? Because, you know, I'll be honest with you, I would love to get paid for doing this. I would do this a lot more often if I were getting paid for it.
No, but tell us this. Me and Ross was out last night.
You were out with Ross?
Yes, having a couple of drinks, and he let me sing... The studios you podcast from.
Uh-huh.
That does not compute.
The recall up place, the pay slips.
Uh-huh.
I met Chris. when I pulled up, it says United Kingdom Radio outside the building.
Uh-huh.
And why are you lying? You're the only one that lies on this radio station. And Paul. Paul Edwards.
Oh, Paul Edwards is lying too?
Paul, come on here. You heard that show about Dennis Binks?
Yeah, I heard Dennis Binks.
Yes. Did you hear all of it?
No, I didn't.
Did you hear that comment he came out and said he never recorded the so-called show? And he said, Dennis is going to be in soon? Come on here. He knows it was lies, hatred, he was saying lies about Florida sinking, California sinking.
Well, you know, Dennis didn't say that Florida was going to sink.
But you said it.
I did. Well, no, I didn't say Florida was going to sink. It was this other psychic that my mom was into.
What?
And for those of you who are a little bit confused about that last exchange, listen to Tom Harris USA episode number 85 on TomHarrisUSA.com. And with that, I'm going to cut you off. Hello on Skype.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's you again.
Tell us this. Why did you back... Hello?
Hello?
Why did you back Dennis up?
I didn't really back Dennis up. Because...
Oh, yes, you did.
Okay, in what way did I back Dennis up?
You said, the last time I called you, you said, I'm going to back them up. Well, tell us this. I was outside the United Kingdom studio. See the studio you're in now? I was in it last night.
You were in the studio where I am right now last night.
Yes.
Why didn't I notice you sitting in my bedroom?
What?
I'm sitting in front of a computer terminal in Chicago, Illinois. In Chicago, Illinois, mind you.
Oh,
at 11:23 in the morning, drinking a coffee.
Whoa, 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 here, Tom. Don't be smart with me. Tell us this.
I can't help but be smart with you.
Are you sitting on a seat?
I'm not sleeping on the street.
No, sitting on a seat.
Yes, I am sitting on a seat.
Oh.
And what's your point, sir?
What?
And what's your point? I am sitting on a seat, even as we speak.
Yes, but I want to know this. Why can Ross not come and do a show here like he usually does? Why can he not do it? Because is it because you're on and you won't let him?
Who didn't let what? I'm sorry.
What?
What?
Why do you... See, every time I call up, everybody slobbers. Slobbers to the gill. To the gill.
Slobbers to the... What? What are you talking about?
What? Slobbers to the gill. I mean, really slobbers. But the... I was going to say, is the radio station... are you just going to get more percenters?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I think that there are going to be some people...
What do you mean you don't know? Are you a presenter?
I'm a presenter, but I don't control who comes on and who doesn't come on.
Hey, come.
Yeah. And with that, I'm going to cut you off. Hello on Skype.
Tom?
Yes?
Tell me this. Why do you lie all the time, so it is?
Why do you lie all the time?
Why do you lie all the time, so it is?
Uh-huh. I don't know what you've been filling this boy's head with, Ross.
No, Tom, listen. Why do you lie?
Why do you lie? What?
Tell me that.
What?
Why do you always lie? Tell me that.
Because Ross Patzelt is a lying bastard?
Come on, Tom.
Come on.
Stop it now.
Don't lie.
Hold on, he's not Scottish.
I can't do that Northern Ireland accent, and I think that accent is so cool. By the way,
I can do an Irish accent,
but it's not a Northern Irish accent.
I can't do it anymore.
We're gonna do an Irish special next week. Everybody speak in an Irish accent.
That's not Irish.
It is Irish.
All you got to say, Tom, you got to say, at the end of everything you say, so it is. Say it.
So it is.
No, so it is.
So it is.
That's right, so it is. It's Tom Harris, so it is.
Oh, it's Tom Harris.
No, you're going Scottish again.
I know.
Tom Harris, so it is.
Well, this is Tom Harris, so it is.
Pathetic.
I know, it's pathetic, yeah. We should do an Irish special next week. Everybody who calls in has to speak in an Irish accent. Hello on Skype.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Hello?
Are you gonna call next week for our Irish special, Gary?
What?
Next week is an Irish special.
Is it Irish or Northern Irish?
Well, both.
You can't have both.
Of course you
Northern
can have both.
Northern Irish, Irish...
Well, it'd be like having an Australian special and saying, well, is it Northern Australia or Southern Australia? It's an island. Ireland is an island. See, it's an island.
And
part of it is part of the UK. And part of it is its own country.
Northern Ireland and Ireland is two different countries here.
Yes, I know that.
It's like England and Scotland. Don't ever slabber about that again.
I'm just so obsessed. I'm going to go ahead and cut you off. All right. Well, this is getting really tedious, folks, and I'm thinking about getting off here. It's been about a half an hour over. I do want to thank everybody for calling in and being so incredibly entertaining. I have really enjoyed this show, as mad as it has been. And so thank you, everybody, for calling in on this Cutting You Off special. Christopher McGrath is saying he gets paid for listening. Thank you, Christopher. And for all of you out there, have a fantastic week. It has been a lot of fun this week, and I will see you next time. And Pete, if you're still listening, why aren't you on your way over here? But it's just been brilliant. We have one last call here from Gary before we go. Okay, Gary, we only have a minute left, so what do you have to
say? Hello, but what?
I said we only have a minute left, so tell us what you got to say.
What do you mean a minute here? You went on for a half an hour. Why not go on for an hour?
Because I can't. I got plans. I got other stuff to do.
Don't talk crap. You're lying again.
I'm not lying again.
No, but tell us this. Northern Ireland is two different countries, like Scotland and Wales and England.
Yes, I know.
Why do you always slobber?
I'm sorry?
Why do you always slobber?
I'm not.
What?
I'm not.
You said Northern Irish and Irish, and we're going to have both. You cannot have both because they're two separate countries.
But it's one island.
That's like in Spain and Portugal.
But
two different countries.
Okay. Spain and Portugal are both on the continent of Europe. Both Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland are on the island of Ireland. And with that, I'll say good evening. This has been Tom Harris in Chicago, Illinois, and Tom Harris Live. Thank you very much for listening.